When I was a parish priest at St. Cecilia's in East Harlem 20 years ago, my sister came to visit me. And I remember it was a rainy evening and we were walking downtown, and she had on a good pair of shoes, and we came before a huge puddle. I picked her up to carry her over the puddle. Quite gallant, no? Quite weak for my part. I dropped her. She was angry about her shoes, but we laughed anyway. A month later, she told me that she was pregnant and didn't know it when she visited me here in New York City. She had been unexpectedly expecting, and neither of us knew it. Now, I'm saying all of that whether you know it or not, because we too are pregnant with God's love for the world. We too bear Christ to the world. We're very much like Mary and may wonder, who are we to be like this, to be given this gift? We may feel inadequate to be bearers of God's love. We may feel unqualified to bring God's mercy into the world. We may think that we are unprepared to do the things of God. We may sense that we are unworthy of such a high calling. But as pregnant as Mary was with Jesus, so is the pregnancy pregnant that we have with the power to create more love than hatred, more light than darkness, more hope than sadness. That is our power, brothers and sisters. It's a big claim, not an easy one to make or accept, but without it, can I just say, without it, God's mercy is meaningless. Mary gets it, and she sings her song. Mary sees and accepts that in her loneliness, in her smallness, in her poverty, in her unimportance, God was doing what God always does, working his ways in amazing ways in unsuspecting people. God desperately needs people like us to move his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Who are we that we should be pregnant with God's love in our lives? Who are we that God should use us to bear Christ to the world? Whether we know it or not, whether we embrace it or not, our call is to magnify God, to make God bigger. It's tough here in the city to do this, but if you get out to the suburbs or to the countryside, and on a clear night, when you look at the stars, it leaves you with a sense of amazement and astonishment. You feel so small. This world is vastly bigger than I am. What place do I possibly have in it? Maybe that's what Mary was experiencing when she sang her song of Magnificat. But her song also puts an end to that question. Her song echoes with promise through the ages. Whether you are out of a job, or you're tired of your life, or you're hurting in any way, Mary's song says that God lifts up the lowly and needs them for his purposes. Who are we that we should be pregnant with God's love? Not really anybody. But that's exactly as it should be. In our humility, in our truth, you see, being pregnant is never an end in itself. In the final line of the Magnificat, Mary ponders and yet bears something so great in her. We know the goal for pregnancy is to give birth. If we are God's people in Christ, are pregnant with God's love for the world, we must bear Christ to sometimes a crazy, chaotic world. Maybe you know that in your home. Maybe you know that in your workplace, in your school. We are the answer to the problems in our world. So who needs lifting up? Who is the lowly among us? Who are the poor and hungry, those in need of compassionate food? This is how we bear Christ to the world. We live out Mary's song. We don't stay pregnant for long. There is life to give. There is love to share. There's mercy to grant. It's a song of praise. It's a song that magnifies God in what we do and what we say. Mary, to be sure, was the first bearer of Christ, but she was not the last bearer.